Well, Anthony, we finished the first day talking about another disappointing performance from the Essex batsmen, particularly. Yep. Just looking at the way the game progressed, 60 odd for two at lunch, no sign of the disaster that was going to happen after lunch. But that the first session indicative of the way you had to play on that wicket, just grind out the runs?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen all day it's been difficult to score. I thought we batted really nicely to lunch. And again, credit to Worcester, I thought the ball really well. But again, after lunch, you know, we just managed to find a way to get out. I think there were a couple of good balls in there. But again, we're disappointed, of course. You know, first innings of 170-odd, you know, we've missed out on batting points again. But hopefully, you know, we'll see that it's a difficult wicket to bat on for them too. You know, never judge a wicket till both teams have played. So we're hoping, as I said just earlier, that we can come in tomorrow and take some early wickets.
In the context of what was to happen subsequently, Alistair Cook's 30-odd was a decent knock on that pitch, wasn't it? So it proved. Afterwards, Josh Tongue destroyed our middle order. Three wickets in, I think it was 14, 15 balls at a cost of seven runs. That completely changed the complexion of the game at that stage, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah. I thought he bowled really well. In fact, I thought all their bowlers bowled well. You know, even though we had periods where in the morning, you know, they beat the bat and they didn't get wickets, they kept toiling all day. I thought the ball a really good length, and they got the rewards in the end. And again, I think, you know, another day when we're speaking and bowlers are on top, and as I said, hopefully there's bowlers on top tomorrow as well.
Yeah, indeed. It doesn't look to be a pitch where there's going to be a sort of phenomenal score on this. I mean, I think, you know, side would be fairly happy with 250 to 300, weren't they? But, you know, that could be quite crucial, really. We've got to be really throwing everything at them in the morning, haven't we?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, tomorrow morning's 2 hours are going to be crucial. You know, if Worcester come unscathed and you know they're none down at lunch, then we're really up against it. But similarly, you know, we've seen us before. We've bowled teams out in sessions a hell of a lot. So you know, if we get five or six wickets in the morning, we're right in there in the game. And hopefully the pitch continues as it's going. It doesn't flatten out. But all we can do, look, is turn up tomorrow. Today's gone. And, you know, we know the class of bowler we've got in our dressing room. Hopefully we can get it in the right areas and have a real good crack tomorrow.
Yeah. One player that didn't feature was Nick Brown. Broke his finger in practice. You'd be upset at that because you want to actually get some sort of uniformity and stability throughout the team.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when anyone gets injured, it's disappointing. But as I say, Nick's been working really hard this week in practice. And right near the end of Thursday's session, he got hit on the glove. And unfortunately broke his finger, so you know, we're just waiting to see the length of time he'll be out, but according to the phys, it's not a bad break, and hopefully he'll be back soon.